Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Pfeifinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market. Positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio City AD in the podcast, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 40 was another red week for the Austrian stock market. ATX again fell under the starting value of the year. News came from Strabag, RHI Magnesita, OMV, Frequentis, FACC, Erste Group, Andritz and Immofinanz, spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison. Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 40, Monday. Strabag, at the 19th annual general meeting of construction group Strabag, a number of capital measures were unanimously approved. The objective of these measures is to reduce the stake held by MKAO Respiria Trading Limited, a company controlled by the sanctioned Russian citizen Oleg Deripaska, from 27.8% to below 25%. This should reduce relevant disadvantages and risks for Strabag SE. At the core of these measures is a conditional distribution from the reserves of Strabag SE, in the context of which each shareholder can elect to receive the distribution in the form of new shares or in cash. The subscription period for choosing the share-based option ended on September 29, 2023. As contractually agreed in advance, the core shareholders, the Haslesteiner family, Unica and Raiffeisen, chose the share-based option. In addition, 26.4% of the free float shareholders of Strabag SE also elected to receive new shares. Accordingly, for 87.6% of eligible shares, the share-based option was chosen. Given this acceptance ratio, it is ensured that the stake held by MKAO Respiria Trading Limited will fall below 25%, specifically to around 24.1%. On behalf of the entire management board of Strabag SE, I would like to thank our valued shareholders for their broad support of the ongoing capital measures. As Strabag SE, we are acting in compliance with the European sanctions and are consistently implementing measures to reduce risks and disadvantages for the company, says CEO Clemens Haslesteiner. Strabag, weekly performance, minus 1.34%. Tuesday, RHI Magnesita, the leading global supplier of high-grade refractory products, systems and solutions, today announces the completion of the acquisition of the Germany, Czech Republic and Slovenia-based refractory businesses of the Price Daimler Group, PD Refractories. PD Refractories is a producer of high-quality alumina-based refractories for industrial applications and process industries, with a leading market position in the glass and aluminium sectors. The product portfolio of PD Refractories ranges from high alumina specialties to bauxite, andalusite, silica, fire clay or magnesite bricks. In 2022, PD Refractories has recorded revenues of 171 million euros. RHI Magnesita, weekly performance, minus 1.55%. OMV, the integrated energy, fuels and feedstock and chemicals and materials company headquartered in Vienna, signed today a mutually exclusive collaboration agreement for the worldwide commercial licensing of OMV's proprietary ReOil, registered sign, technology with Wood, a global leader in consulting and engineering solutions in energy and materials markets. The signing took place at ADIPEC, the world's largest gathering for the energy industry in Abu Dhabi, UAE, and follows a respective memorandum of understanding that was signed between the two parties last year. ReOil, registered sign, is OMV's patented chemical recycling technology that converts end-of-life plastic waste into pyrolysis oil. OMV, weekly performance, minus 4.44%. Frequentis, flying a drone in Austria will become even safer and simpler. AustroControl, together with Frequentis, has developed a traffic management system for the safe integration of drones into the Austrian airspace. Drones have been experiencing a veritable boom for years. In order to make drone flying in Austria even safer and simpler, AustroControl, together with Frequentis, has developed a traffic management system for drones, which is now being launched. With AustroControl Drone Space, drones are being integrated into the Austrian airspace. The common goal of AustroControl and Frequentis is to ultimately provide other organizations with security-relevant tasks access to the nationwide uncrewed traffic management (UTM) system. Those in the field of public safety and critical infrastructure would also benefit from access to the system, says Norbert Haslacher, CEO Frequentis. In the further development of the UTM system along a jointly designed roadmap, it is our shared responsibility to support the existing and future needs of safety-critical organizations, emergency response organizations, professional operators, and hobby pilots to utilize drones as easily and safely as possible. Frequentis, weekly performance, -4.91%. Wednesday, FACC, aerospace supplier FACC AG brought this year's jubilarians onto the stage. 267 employees were invited to a festive dinner on the occasion of their service anniversary. All jubilarians with 10 years of service or more were honored, including one employee who has been part of the FACC crew for 45 years. All years of service added up, there were a proud 3,780 years of experience on the stage. FACC CEO Robert Matschlinger congratulated all jubilarians personally. Above all, innovation also requires expertise. Our long-serving employees contribute significantly to FACC's innovative strength with their know-how and passion. We would therefore like to thank them for their loyalty to the company. With their experience, they create the basis for our vision of shaping the future of mobility together. FACC, weekly performance, -6.08%. Erste Group announced that Willy Cernko will step down from his role as Chief Executive Officer of Erste Group at June 30, 2024, and that today the Supervisory Board has appointed Peter Bosek to succeed him, subject to regulatory approval by the European Central Bank. Peter Bosek, 55, has worked with Erste Group for 25 years and has served in numerous board-level positions at Erste Group, ensuring strategic continuity. He currently serves as Chief Executive Officer at Luminor Bankas in Tallinn, Estonia. Erste Group, weekly performance, 0.58%. Thursday, Andritz, international technology group Andritz will supply a complete fiber preparation line for a greenfield plant in the Toshka area in the south of Egypt. The pioneering and eco-friendly plant will produce high-density and medium-density fiber board, HDF-MDF, from date palm fronds, a material normally considered farm waste. Michael Friend, Director Technology Panel Board Systems at Andritz, says, alternative raw materials, in particular from waste streams, are becoming increasingly important in the panel industry. Participating in this innovative and sustainable NSPO project is an important milestone for us. Andritz, weekly performance, -4.22%. Friday, IMA Finance, real estate company IMA Finance placed first in the category co-working space with its innovative and sustainable MyHive Urban Garden office concepts at the 2023 Office of the Year Award. CBRE, the world's leading commercial real estate services and investment firm, again recognized the year's most innovative and best workplaces at the Office of the Year Award. IMA Finance convinced the jury as the best co-working space provider with its new MyHive Urban Garden located at Wienerbergstrasse 3-5 and 1100 Vienna. This ranking places IMA Finance first for innovative co-working in Vienna for the second year in succession. The MyHive office in Der Angargassen 1030 Vienna received this award in 2021. IMA Finance, weekly performance, 0.33%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.